Bitches, we're live. Well, I guess we're not live.
Well,
me and you are live right now.
My microphone was off. I wasn't quite live yet, but now I'm live.
As we're talking right now.
Right.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. I'm Joel F. Gardner.
And I am Derek Sweet.
And this is episode 21.
21, and we're going
to
talk about some stuff.
Back to audio this week.
Yeah, back to audio. Everyone seemed to like the video episode quite a lot.
Yeah, they always want more, man, but it's so hard. Like, the amount of work difference between an audio podcast and a video podcast is ridiculous. It's like 1,000 times more work to get a video podcast out there.
Yeah, you guys out there, you have no idea how much.
I guess
Joel...
we just make them more simple, like
shorter.
Yeah, shorter and yeah. just not as much editing going into it or what. I guess we could start pumping those out more.
Yeah, Joel kicked his ass for that video episode. I hope you guys liked it. And we launched the website too. Which...
yeah, the website is launched. You can go to stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com or SITMOS.net. We're still not sure how to pronounce this. There's a big
there was a little bit of a debate. Sitmos or Sitmos?
What do you think, dude? Like, it just came up. I never really thought about it until that thread popped up on our forums.
I think we gotta go with Sitmos because Sitmos sounds like something you get for sitting on your ass and playing video games for too long. Like I said, that's some kind of nasty.
Got moss growing on my ass from sitting too long.
Yeah. Dude, there's people that like they get grafted to their couch because they sit there for too long. Like,
what? Like those their skin gets...
yeah, like, you know, the people
grows
that...
grows into the couch?
Yeah, like, you know, people in, with, like, Jerry Springer has to cut down their wall and take them out.
Yeah,
like, people that
people
fat.
People that weigh, like, 1,000 pounds and shit.
Yeah, sometimes they get grafted to their couch. I bet you they get sit moss.
Oh, they get sit moss. Nasty piece of sit moss.
So I think we'll go with sit moss.
Yeah, let's do that now.
Yeah.
But the site looks awesome. It was designed by our good buddy Ty, and I think it... and put together by Derek, and I think it's wicked.
Yeah.
It's really slick. And
my CSS guru friend has told me it's fucking terrible and disgusting, but...
really?
Well, I mean, he's just a huge snob when it comes to that stuff. Yeah, apparently I've made all of these mistakes, but I'm learning. I'm trying my best to learn. It's the best site I've ever made, but I'm more of a programmer than a design guy, so...
it's definitely good enough for us for now.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely digging it.
Cool, so yeah, we got...
I don't know, are you... something I'm not really too digging is, which I'm so shocked by, is Dead Space 2, man.
Yeah, Dead Space 2, you're not a fan of.
I'm not... it's not necessarily not a fan. Like, I still love the mythology, and I don't know, like, you have a complaint about this story and how retarded it is, but I haven't really... I'm only on... I think I'm on Chapter 6, and to be honest, I'm just a little bored. Like, I find it to be... not necessarily too repetitive, but I don't know. It just seems like I'm going into another room and I might get a shock. And that's what I think, dude. I don't think this game is very scary. Everyone's talking about, like, I was all set up and ready to make one of those reaction videos where, you know, how they have the moms doing it. But mine was going to be like how terrified I think this game is and just how scared I was getting. But playing through it, man, it's not scary. There are those moments of, you know, shock where it's just like loud noise and then and something happens and it's like, whoa, you know, that's not scary shit, that's just shocking, you know, because it's quiet and then all of a sudden it's super loud.
Well, here's what happened with me. I got so scared twice that I had to turn off the system. I had to stop playing because it was late at night. I had had a few beers, so that helps. That helps. And helps you get into the moment. But here's the two moments. The first time was when I kept thinking the battle was over. So I would fight four guys, and then it would be quiet. The music would stop for 5 seconds, and all of a sudden, ding! And
yeah,
it's like, again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, it happened again. Then it was, ding! It happened again. And it probably did it about 6 times. I thought the battle was over, and it was still going on. And that psychologically fucked me up. I couldn't take being startled that many times.
See, but that's not necessarily the scariness that I'm talking about. Like, when I want a scary in a video game, I want something creepy that psychologically fucks with my mind, you know?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
I don't want these startling moments. Like, to me, that's just like, well, whatever. Like, yeah, you startled me again.
Right. It was the series of the startling and the closeness. They were so frequent that freaked me out. And then the second time that I was very scared was a sequence that I don't want to ruin, but it's really cool. It's towards the end. It's one of the coolest parts of the game. And you you go probably 10 minutes without anything happening.
Really?
And that scared the shit out of me, because for the first five minutes...
those moments are the scariest moments, and this, when you are just walking through and it's silent.
And this moment,
happening.
In this part of the game I'm talking about too, you really think something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they set it up and nothing does. And I thought that was brilliant psychologically, to have nothing happen at this point that you thought it was. Because after 5 minutes, you start to get really freaked out. You're like, when is something going to happen? After 7 minutes, you're really freaking out. You're like, what? After 10 minutes, you're seriously... And then when something finally does happen, you jump out of your seat.
Yeah.
And it's huge when something does happen. It's massive. It's like, bam! And you're like, ah! So that was another time I just had to turn the system off afterwards.
So you're recommending that I should continue on and finish this game?
I like it. I like the action, but like you brought up, the story, I've given up on understanding the Dead Space story. The plot and the characters' actions don't make sense.
They've been very ambiguous in the past.
Right.
And now you're saying that's probably on purpose, because the actual story's pretty fucking stupid? Or
I remember getting to the end of Dead Space 1 and going, really? That's what this was all building up to.
That was more for the lame boss at the end of one. I was just like, wow, really?
No, but besides the boss, the story, I was just like, really? That's what this all wraps up as? I don't even really know what happened yet. And then apparently a whole bunch of stuff was explained in Extraction, which I haven't played, but an HD version just came out for PS3.
Oh.
So now I'm thinking I don't even want to play
Extraction.
My Wii one. Yeah, the Wii one. An
wow,
HD
really?
Version of it just came out for PlayStation.
I guess that must be incorporated with the Move, I would assume.
I got a demo, so I'm hoping there's a joystick version, because I don't have Move. So
yeah.
But anyway, so and then in this Dead Space 2, again, I was sucked into it again, going, man, this is really cool. Like, the story's good, and then now the story's gone to a point where I'm like, I don't get it. But I still have 2 chapters left, so we'll see what happens. But things aren't really making sense with the whole Nicole and the interaction with her ghostly figure. And I don't really understand what's happening there. And when that did resolve, I was just kind of like, what? I don't get it still. So it kind of seems to me like an intentionally ambiguous thing. Kind of like Donnie Darko. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of Donnie Darko. But when I watched the special features and learned what the director was actually intending to do with the film,
it was stupid.
I was very disappointed. It was like this superhero story, and he had all these weird things. And it was the intentional ambiguity that made Donnie Darko so interesting. It let you fill in the blanks yourself.
Yeah.
Dead Space does that until the very end, and then they fill in these blanks, and you're like, what? That doesn't really... So I don't know if I quite get it, or maybe it's just going over my head, or maybe I really need to play Extraction. But I'm getting the same feeling now that I had at the end of Dead Space 1, which is, what? Really? That really doesn't make sense. And why did that character do that? That makes no sense that he just did that. You know, there's something that Isaac does towards the ends of Dead Space 2 that I'm like, what the hell was that? Mm-hmm. Why did he do that? And you can always say, well, he's crazy, because the whole game you're crazy, but... So maybe that's why he did it. I don't know, but...
And what do you think of the multiplayer? We played some multiplayer. I played a little bit more since then, and...
You're not... I only played the one time.
It's just... It's okay. It's good for...
So Left 4 Dead.
20 minutes of fun, and that's it. It's very Left 4 Dead, except I find... In Left 4 Dead, I thought the Horde was way too overpowered.
Yeah.
It was so hard for the survivors to ever win.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, it seems to be the opposite, where it's like really fucking hard for the mutants to win. The way it works is that when you are a Horde and you die, there's a timer. And it's like 1 second, and you can now spawn as this mutant, or 3 seconds longer, you can then spawn as this mutant, and then blah, 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 and there's 4 different mutants. But to be honest, they're all weak bitches. So why I want to sit there and wait for the last mutant to pop up so I can actually use them is there's no point to it, because I'm going to die just as fast.
Yeah.
And the way I saw, like, I'm pretty much doing just as much damage with the level 1 mutant as the level 4 mutant.
Huh, the children character should be down in one shot. In the game, you shoot them once and they're dead. So it should be like a one-shot thing. You should have to take a few hits as one of the bigger mutants.
It is a bit more, but it's still, fuck, man. Like, the
They've
guys got
a line gun.
Sights, like,
with
shit.
A line gun,
yeah,
which
with a
is
line
like,
gun, it's,
yeah.
it's 2 or 3 shots and I'm dead, and you can't run away from that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't have much of an opinion on it yet, but, you know, I just, if I'm going to play a game where I'm building a level character in FPS style, I'm going to play Black Ops. Like, you know, you only have so much time to build a character in one of these games. Like, Test Drive Unlimited, which I just picked up today, leveling again. You've got driving level and all these different categories. It's like, I don't know how high of a level I'm ever going to get to in that because I got other stuff to play, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
sorry, what were you going to say?
One good thing, nothing, if you're going to say...
I was going to move on to something else if you, got, if you want to talk about Dead
Space.
Well,
one more thing I want to say about Dead Space 2 is... I love the inclusion of the hot female necromorphs. That was a nice change because this time they have like one ass cheek is not zombified and one breast isn't.
You and your ass, your female ass in video games, dude.
No, I'm just saying parts of the necromorph are still very feminine and human. And I had to ask myself if I'm Isaac, I'm in this situation and I'm very stressed out. I'm missing my girlfriend. And I have a dead female necromorph body. Would I fuck it? If the vagina was untouched and not necromorph, if the vagina was still okay and the bum was still okay and a breast was okay, could you position the corpse in such a way?
So you could only see the half of her body.
Right.
That was good.
And I'm just saying, you're in desperate times. You're Isaac Clarke. You're in this, you're surrounded by necromorphs.
You're surrounded by necromorphs and all you want to do is fuck somebody.
You got to relieve the stress somehow, man. So I'm telling you, I think they should have a fuck the corpse option. So that's the last thing I'll say about Dead Space 2.
Oh, man. So what do you think about Black Ops? I want to go back in the Black Ops because I've been playing it tons.
The first strike maps are so awesome.
Double XP weekend.
Oh, I missed the whole weekend.
Oh, I fucking gained like 6 levels over the weekend, man.
Yeah.
I was going hardcore. I think the biggest complaint that I've been hearing in the community is just the price. The 1,200 points.
Yeah, that's a lot. I was shocked.
It is a lot, man, but... Is it not justified? Like, it is supply and demand. You don't have to fucking buy it, man.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay it because I love Black Ops.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't buy the map packs for Modern Warfare 2 because I didn't like Modern Warfare 2 that much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily have a problem with it because it's a supply and demand thing. They can obviously get away with selling it for 1,200 points or else they wouldn't do it.
Well, like, yeah, I was first really disappointed because the first level I played was Berlin Wall, which didn't seem to have anything neat about it at all.
Well, that's a sniper level.
It is.
I'm just not a sniper guy, man. It's just not my play style. I'm a total Rambo, just run around and blasting guys as much as I can with my AK-74U, man.
Stadium's wicked for that.
Stadium's awesome, but I think my favorite level is Kowloon.
Yeah.
With all
the raining and the...
Yeah, the raining on top of the rooftops. I would assume it's Japan or Taiwan or some kind of Asian city. And it's awesome. So many corridors, so many different levels.
I loved how you can like look down. You're like, whoa, there's like, is that, can I
the
go down line, there?
And... The zip line on Kowloon, which is awesome. And what's the last, the other, Discovery. Discovery's okay. That's that.
I actually really like Discovery for its varying... There's lots of places to commit suicide by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of precarious paths, and I liked that. Yeah. I think that makes for a very interesting multiplayer battle.
Plus, I like those because it can be a sniper or like a Rambo level.
You know,
like you could go either or.
And I haven't even seen the new zombie level.
Yeah, neither have I. But to be honest, I don't really.
Yeah,
I don't really give
a shit about zombies.
Yeah, which is surprising because I normally love zombies, but I don't know. I'm just not into the whole horde mode.
Yeah, horde mode to me, the problem is it's only fun the first time you do it. And then the second time you're like, I just did all this.
Yeah, I just did all this. And
it's weird how I say, though, that you're doing the same thing, but I loved the Left 4 Dead multiplayer style where you have to move through the levels and get to the end. I liked that, but for some reason when it's just against hordes of senseless enemies.
And you're not really moving anywhere.
You loop, and that's my problem.
Yeah, you loop around the level.
If there were leaderboards for fastest time to get from beginning to end of a stage.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Most number of kills and highest wave you got to, as well as completing it.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's no end to it and it just goes on endlessly, you're right. Gears of War Horde mode, never play. I played it, I tried it, but I could never get into it because I'd always be like, the first 10 waves were so boring after you've done them. It was so slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with zombies. If it started out maybe a lot faster, a lot harder, right from the start, maybe it'd be more interesting. I don't know. The concept itself of Horde mode is flawed.
But then, I don't know, like, I had a lot of fun in Horde mode in Halo the last Halo, Halo Reach.
Yeah.
That hard mode, for some reason, I didn't mind so much. But those are more open maps, you know. Those. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just am not a huge fan of the zombie mode.
I just realized the other day that I put Reach aside and still haven't finished the single player.
I haven't finished the single player either, dude.
I'm just waiting until
Me and you, remember me and you tried to play through it, and that was the one where we couldn't pay attention to what was even happening in the story, so we just kind of left it and said, oh, fuck it.
We should play it again.
Yeah, might as well. Do I still have it? Yeah, I think I still have it.
You trade away your game so quick. You're talking about trading away Dead Space already. You're like, for Test Drive. But
for Test Drive Unlimited, man. Well, I'm starting to think. Like, I traded Dead Rising 2 away for Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I didn't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I think Dead Rising 1 is a better game.
Yeah.
And if I'm not going to play it again, then why keep it on my shelf, you know?
Yeah, you're like, right.
I definitely know I'm not going to play through Dead Space more than once.
Well, the number one reason for me to keep it around is so in 20 years we can pull it out of a box and do Sidmo's the 360 episode and go, can you believe these games aren't holograms? We used to stare at two-dimensional TVs, flat screens. Remember when you couldn't interact and fuck the characters, like the female necromorphs? Now you can fuck the necromorphs if you want to.
Fuck them.
But yeah. Before we move on, let's quickly talk about Test Drive Unlimited 2, which we just checked out for about 15 minutes before we started recording. And wow, the graphics are bad.
They're really, really bad.
What is it, like maybe 15 frames per second?
Yeah, bad frame rate.
Yeah, I don't know about 15,
the textures,
but 20.
And everything just look like garbage.
It is an MMO, so it can't have amazing graphics.
Yeah, obviously.
So, I'm hoping, you know, honestly, we've talked about it before. I really feel that graphics only are for the first couple hours. After that, you don't even look at how a game looks anymore. You're really focused on the gameplay at that point.
Yeah, and yeah, I agree.
Even like if titles like Dead Space 2. At the beginning of the game, I was like, wow, this is gorgeous. Now I'm not looking at things. I'm just moving through it. I'm like playing the game. And so Test Drive 2, the features look amazing. So far, I've loved everything except for the graphics. And the controls are arcadey. They're not very realistic.
I still think I'm going to pick it up, man.
Cool. It'll be fun. I already had a pretty good time in the short time I played it.
Yeah, in the short time that we're running. And like you said, like graphics, who really cares? Like, they're decent. They're not like, oh my god, this is just shit.
They're actually exactly the same as the first game, I think. I don't think
there's
improvement.
Much, I didn't see much of an improvement at all.
Because I remember putting the first game in recently and going, I can't play this. The frame rate's too crappy and it doesn't look that good anymore. So
yeah.
But maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll give. I'm stoked about Test Drive Unlimited 2. I've been waiting for this game for years, so I can't believe it's in my house right now.
So do you want to bring up this? You're a little worried because you think we've been alienating our PlayStation listeners too much because of all the PlayStation hate that we've been spewing out.
Yeah, I wanted to make it clear that the PlayStation is a good system for some things. The PlayStation 3 is fantastic at some of its exclusive titles.
It's got some great exclusive titles.
And it's a Blu-ray player.
It's a Blu-ray player,
which is
even
nice.
Though some of my Blu-rays for some reason don't work in it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I've never had that, man. I've got a lot of Blu-rays.
I've got a couple that just for some reason it just doesn't even recognize there's a disc in there, and I don't know.
Weird. But anyways, the exclusive titles are good. My only complaints about it, number one, 720p for all the games. That's really weird.
Yeah.
And number two is the communications and the online and trying to play with your friends. It's just inferior to 360.
And number three, the controller. I really just don't like that controller, man.
If you need to use a D-pad.
It is too small.
If you need a D-pad, it is far superior to the Xbox.
It might be, okay for the D-pad, but the triggers. Mm-hmm. Playing a racing game on that, like playing Gran Turismo, how many times, like who and at Sony didn't pick that up and be like, shit, my fingers kind of slip off this trigger every once in a while. Can we not do something about this?
I'm okay with it now. My fingers don't slip off anymore, but.
Yeah, I don't want to say I hate the PlayStation either. I think it's an okay system. Mm-hmm. I just think that the Xbox is a superior system.
But you're so about the social gaming too, like, because I mean, like, as soon as you found out that John was getting Test Drive 2 and I had it, you're like, all right, I think I gotta pick it up. Because you just love playing with your friends, man, and Xbox lets you do that like no system ever has. Play with them, talk to them, invite them. Not even PC. PC's got
even
some great
than PC. Yeah,
PC's got some great intercommunication and party
features. Well,
the problem
features. With PC now is that everyone is stuck in the old ways. Like DC Universe had its own online chat system, but everybody was using Vent or.
I think it actually is really broken, and that's why no one's using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's getting fixed. But so apparently the PlayStation 3 one is really broken too. So, and the couple times I have heard voice on PC, it comes out of these speakers in the other room for some reason.
Totally.
It's really loud and it's like, and I can't understand what the person's saying at all. So yeah, it's fucked up.
Well, do you want to, there's something kind of weird going on about this with the internet up here. And
yeah.
Supposedly, we're going to be moving to a metered system, kind of like your electricity is.
Well, this is what's actually happening. There already is a metered system. We already are metered. Our limits are just so high that we don't notice. If you were some crazy torrenter that was literally downloading absolutely everything and sending it back to people, you'd be getting notifications from Shaw telling you you're downloading too much.
You got to slow down.
You got to slow down. And there's actually overage fees that you get charged. Bell has them and so does Shaw.
Really?
This is what's happening. They're going to make it, they're changing the rates at which they charge wholesalers that rent out their lines. So there are other companies, like most of us get our internet from Shaw and Bell, but there are people that you can buy your internet from that are cheaper and give you unlimited plans,
yeah.
Real unlimited plans. Shaw is taking that away from them now because and saying you can't give people unlimited plans anymore and we're going to charge you fees for what your users do when before they would rent out the lines and
so
have unlimited
access. So the
personal
user is not going to get charged per byte?
They will. Not per byte. No, they're going to get a 25 gig limit. This is the thing. So they're putting the pressure on these smaller companies and people are just saying, oh, it's just those smaller companies. But no, the reason they're putting the pressure on the smaller companies is so they can institute their own per byte rates and then these other companies can't compete with it and say, oh, well, we're here, come to
so
us and we'll have our unlimited
plans. They're
monopolize
the whole,
exactly.
The whole system.
They're crushing the little man.
Which
and
is
so
just as bad, dude.
You know,
it's not worse.
They are definitely taking the steps to give us metered internet where if we go over 25 gigs, they've already announced their new plans.
They're going to start charging us out
the ass. They've already announced the new plans that come into effect fall 2011. 25 gigs, anything over 25 gigs, $2 a gig. $1.90 a gig. Now, just think about that. I bought DC Universe, and I had an initial download of 8 gigs.
8 gigs.
So I
plus
have to
the
pay.
Patch?
I have to pay, and plus any patches. So I have to pay $16 on top of the price of my game just to download it.
Just
now.
To get it going.
So it's like it's old white men that don't fucking understand the way things work. They're like, why should all of the light users pay for the heavy users? Because we have a thing in existence now called distributed computing, where everybody has. You know, some of us are using our computers, our internet, the way most people use cable television, and that they just, that's how they get their information
now. Yeah.
And that's the way things are going. You start putting restrictions on this, people are going to start paying out the ass for services that they should be getting for a reasonable rate.
So how do you combat this?
No. The conservative government said that if the CRTC doesn't overturn the decision, then they will.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then the shit's happening. Like the petition worked.
Oh, nice.
It really
dude.
Worked. The liberals and the NDP came out and were totally against it.
I gotta stop paying more attention to
this shit. Yeah, the liberals and the NDP came out against it, and then it obviously, election issue suddenly.
Yeah, there you go.
So then the conservatives in power also came along. So I don't know what's going what the actual final thing is, but the conservative party did say, if you don't overturn this, we're going to overturn it. And then now they just appointed their own people to the head of the CRTC. And now the CRTC is all like, oh, they're putting their people in. And it's like, because you're an idiot.
Because
that's why.
You're trying to monopolize everything, you fuckheads. And then you got countries like Sweden where it's like a human right to have a 10 megabit download internet connection.
Yeah.
So for any iPhone users out there, you know how easily it is to drain your battery in your iPhone. So I picked up this Mophie Juice Pack Air, which got the built-in battery in the back. So it's got like another battery in the built into the case. When you run out, you just flip the switch.
Nice.
And because of my stupidity, I actually ended up melting this case and frying my iPhone battery.
How did you do it?
Well, because I left this plugged in and I left it on the charge mode, so it was constantly just charging the pack and my phone for about 12 hours straight.
Yeah.
So after a while, it just melted the fucking case and fried my battery.
All right, so, they have these things on. Don't leave them on charge mode.
Don't leave them on. But I'm not trying to bash this company at all because I think they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I wrote them and said, hey, you, listen, your case kind of fried my iPhone. And not only did they offer to buy me a brand new phone, brand new iPhone, didn't matter the cost. All they said was send them the bill. They then sent me two brand new juice packs. And like a t-shirt and a bunch of other shit, man. With just out of nowhere.
Where's my juice pack? Why can't like, can yeah, I?
You want a juice pack? You got an iPhone 3G. You got a 4, don't you?
No, 3GS.
Oh, shit. You want my other juice pack? Well, I'll give you my juice pack, man.
I as long as it won't melt my phone.
No, like best customer service ever, man. Like they came and picked up the old case, and within 2 days, I got shipped two new cases.
Is this a Canadian company? They came and picked it up?
No, it's not a Canadian company. They got UPS to come and pick up the old pack. And
I thought like the CEO came rang your doorbell. Hey, Joel, I'm really sorry.
But still, just such awesome customer service, man. I couldn't believe it.
Huh? Yeah, that's incredible. And you said Apple even offered to give you a new phone too, right?
Well, because it was still under warranty, I actually walked into the Apple store. I don't know if you've ever been into an Apple store, man. Fucking huge.
Yeah.
And just packed wall to wall with people.
And
it's
no
zoo in there.
And I love being in the Apple stores because to me it sums up the entire Apple philosophy, which is design over function.
Yeah.
You walk in there, how do you get somebody's attention? How do you find a salesperson?
Book an appointment, which is what I found out, dude.
Well, that's great. Book an appointment to go to a retail store. How
Can
fantastic.
You believe that? I didn't even know this until I went to my cell phone provider and like, oh, yeah, you got to book an appointment there.
Yeah.
I was like, what? To go to the store? What are you talking about?
I know, man. It's messed up. I'm telling you, I have an Apple. I use OS X. I'm not hating on them, but Apple puts puts design before function, and they always have. And that's why I think that they're kind of inferior computers because, yeah, they look really nice. I know.
Start a war.
I might offend some people's religion. but I'm telling you, they are sexier than they are usable. And people will argue that to the death with me. I have tried twice now in my life to switch to just Apple computers.
I've tried to make a switch to Apple, but for me it was just, I don't want to relearn everything. Like, everything seemed to be opposite. Like, the close the window was on this side of the fucking screen. It's like, oh man, really? Do I really have to reprogram my brain now?
And all the people that I know that are successful Apple users are Unix people that are used to hacking their system and putting workarounds and things. You know, honestly, I just want my computer to work when I put it in. I want it to do stuff, and I don't want to have to.
And if you're not an idiot, man, it's pretty easy to have a good running PC.
Exactly, right? I mean, the only people I know that have messed up their PCs are people that didn't know a lot about computers. They weren't idiots.
Yeah.
They just weren't people that were not, they weren't well-versed. They hadn't been using them their whole lives like we had. So it's like, you really just kind of have to know what. You know, yeah, you're right. If you're a really experienced computer user, it's easy to keep your PC in healthy
working condition, man. Yeah. It's not a problem at all. Man, so I went to McDonald's the other day. Went through the drive-thru, and I pull up to the talk box, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and a voice comes over. It's like, hey, would you like to purchase a blah, blah, blah? I can't remember what it was. Not asking for your order, just immediately asking you if you wanted this new bacon, blah, 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 blah. And I was like kind of taken back, and I was like, whoa, no. No, I don't want that, please. I would like this. And then I give the order, and then a female voice comes over, and she's like, okay, so that'll be blah, 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 blah. So then I finally figured out that initial voice I heard was like a recording, because as I pulled up a little further, the guy behind me got the exact same, hey, would you like to buy one of blah, 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 blah? Not, okay, so... Doesn't that seem a little evil, or not a lot evil, or like, what are your opinions on this? Because I couldn't stop thinking about it, of like how fucked that was.
Yeah.
That, well, not only did they get somebody to come in and record this little bit that they play every time a customer comes in, instead of just getting the chick that's already there to say it. Like, I didn't really understand the purpose
because
of having
when
a pre-recorded one.
When she says it, she'll go, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Do you want the bacon shit? That's what they'll say.
I really hate my fucking job.
They want to control the marketing of how their customers are presented to McDonald's at the initial drive-up.
The fact that it was just two different voices really just caught me off guard. There was like this male voice, which didn't sound like a pre-recorded voice before.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden this female starts attacking me with shit, and I'm like, oh God, what is going on here? I'm all confused. Do I want this bacon thing? Maybe I do.
That's the why they do it. That's why they do it. My question really is what reason you went to McDonald's? Because the last time I went to McDonald's was because I was going, you know what? I haven't had explosive diarrhea in a while. I feel like going to McDonald's. You know, I haven't bled from my asshole.
Dude, I go to McDonald's just because I don't have time to cook anymore.
But it's you got options that are much better than McDonald's.
True. But you know what, dude? It tastes damn good when it's going down.
Oh, I know it tastes good, but I'm telling you, it rips apart my insides.
Oh, mine too? Like afterwards, like 10 minutes as soon as I'm done, I'm like, oh God, I feel bad.
You can't eat that shit.
But it was so good 10 minutes ago.
Isn't that amazing that they market to children?
Yeah, and hardcore.
It's like such unhealthy food, and they're like, a children's thing. And then people say that we shouldn't be able to have, like, we shouldn't be attacking them for having a clown in their advertising. I'm like, if people were selling crack to your children, you wouldn't tolerate that.
It's really weird how parents nowadays want to take responsibility for certain things, and in other things they just ignore and put on other people. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Today I read an article where this lady now wants to sue Microsoft because her 11-year-old boy racked up $1,700 worth of charges on Xbox Live, buying DLCs, buying games, doing this.
Because his mom's credit card was in there.
She just assumed that they just needed the initial credit card for whatever, you know, and didn't realize that all of a sudden... Months and how do you not know?
How do you spend $1,700 on Xbox Live in a month?
It's got to be more than a month. Like, you can't spend that.
Well, she
would have
noticed it under a month. Well, unless she doesn't look at her credit card.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she must not have looked at her credit card statement. So there's so much irresponsibility on this woman's part.
Maybe
that she's not owning up to. You know what I mean?
Maybe the kid went and bought every single thing he could on Xbox Live.
I don't know. I still don't know if that would add up to $7. Well, maybe, yeah.
Maybe, but
it
like...
It would take a long time
hard drive
to get
space
to
too.
Rack up that bill, dude.
That would be so funny if a kid was like, look at all this stuff I could get, and he's just buying, like, every shitty game. Like, oh, look, indie games.
And
wow,
then, you know, but she didn't want to blame him. You know, he's learned his lesson because he was sorry for it. So I'm not going to... I didn't put any blame on him.
Yeah.
Or teach him that what he did was wrong in any way. So I did not teach my kid anything about this whole situation. I'm just gonna go blame Microsoft.
Yeah.
So the kid learned fucking nothing, man.
Yeah.
The kid still has no concept of money.
Well, the kid learned that he can complain and sue a company.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he fucking learned, man. Yeah. Is how to be a bitch. Like.
That's funny.
Before we go, I want to talk about this whole, because we were talking about this early in the week, about these whole DLCs.
Oh, yeah. DLCs that come out the day
of
release.
Come out the day of the
game
release.
Before release sometimes. A day or two before release. Oh, I guess that game's coming out, because apparently I can buy a map for it.
What do you think, man?
There's arguments to be made for and against it. The Assassin's Creed guy came out and said, hey, we never intended that to be part of the original game.
Yeah.
We added that on after. Why can't we add... money for it.
Yeah, like I can understand if they start charging for a new map on the same day or something like that.
That's
something
okay.
That could have been put in the game.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, when you're like Dead Space 2 came out with DLCs the day of, and all they were different armor suits and different weapons and shit.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that at all. If you want to go buy that stuff, why go ahead.
Yeah.
There was no need to buy this stuff. It wasn't going to improve your game at all, from
right.
What I saw.
Yeah.
You know, it was just going to add maybe 5% faster reload time here or there. Nothing that was actually going to make you that much better.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, why don't you just play on easy mode then?
Yeah.
You know, like, don't play on hardcore mode if you want to make the game easier.
Yeah.
So, personally, I don't have a problem with it. I don't see anything wrong with releasing a DLC the day the game comes out, as long as it is just...
extracurricular shit.
Yeah, exactly. Just shit that you don't need anyway.
Who's buying this stuff anyways? It's like, oh, I got a brand new game. Let's buy shit that makes me nearly invincible so I can just walk through the game. I don't understand who's interested in having those items.
The same people that want to use aimbots and fucking wall hacks and just the people that for some reason... I just don't get that whole mentality, that whole hacker mentality and wanting things to be easy. Why are you laughing at the fact that you can kill me when you're not really doing anything?
Yeah.
You know, you're just sitting there and you're not showing any skill whatsoever. You're not killing me because you're awesome. You're just killing me because your computer is fucking hacked and better than mine, you know?
I know. I used to have a buddy. It goes way beyond video games, too. I used to have a buddy when we played board games. We'd play Monopoly.
Yeah,
he's sneaking money from the bank. You're like, what is the point of cheating in a trivial game?
Yeah.
If you're going to cheat and actually get some money or some shit out of it and something... Okay, you at least have a rational justification. You're an asshole, but you at least have a rational justification for what you're doing. If you're going to cheat just to win a trivial game, you are the biggest little bitch in the world.
Dude, I had a buddy that was exactly like that, and all of our friends knew it. We played this game, Axes and Allies.
It was actually,
and everybody knew this guy cheated. And we talked about it, and we kept asking him, dude, why? Can you just not cheat? Like, we would rather not the extra game of let's watch to see what Paul's doing because, you know, he might be fucking sneaking shit up, you know?
That's what he's doing. He's trying to make the game more complicated.
So everybody, we always had to be one other person keeping an eye on Paul to see what he was doing while everyone else is actually playing the game.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, can you please just not do that so we could just play the fucking game?
Well, really what it comes down to is your self-confidence is so low that you need to see arbitrarily high numbers indicating that you're better in a social situation.
It's some kind of deep-seated mental issue of inferiority, man. Of just feeling inferior,
and more so being overtly concerned with how other people perceive you.
But look at you. Like, wow, does that guy suck? He's only 3-12. It's like when I'm playing Black Ops, I don't give a fuck. If some dude on my team is 3-12, fuck, I'm 20-3. I'll pick up the pace for you, you know? I'll pick up the slack for you.
It's always so funny when you see people playing and they have, like, the same name. You know one person's a guest, and the guest is way worse than the other person.
Yeah.
You know it's because it's some dude's girlfriend. He's sitting there playing with her, and she's like, what? I don't know it.
Is this speaking from personal...
It is, yes. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
So did we hit everything? Is that all? That was pretty...
I hit everything pretty hard, man. Shit. This dude's bruised up.
That was a fun podcast. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. We'll be back next week with episode 22. Well, we'll have to start thinking about what our next video podcast is going to be. We should start maybe you streaming this shit, man.
Yeah, maybe.
And just put this stuff up on Ustream just because, you know, a lot of people just like to see the video. Oh, yeah, you bitches sucked up all my bandwidth. So there won't be the video episode won't be up on iTunes until I can afford to upgrade my plan.
Or any of the episodes on iTunes.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much any episode.
So, yeah.
I'll be upgrading soon, so just hold tight. And
you can still get
that iTunes shit up and working for you.
You can still get everything on the website at... oh, no, wait.
What?
The website, the website's streaming from your site as well.
God damn you.
The audios.
Well, we'll figure something out. We'll get this out there. Obviously, if you're listening to it, it is out there. So we've figured out a way.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's get back to it and get out of here.
Yeah, I've been Derek Sweet, Twitter, Sweet Comedian, DerekSweet.com.
And joelgardner.com and Twitter at joelgardner, and go check out the new podcast site, stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com or sitmos.net. That's sitmos.net. So, thanks for joining us as always, and thanks for making this podcast so awesome.